Hey guys, before we get into this week's episode, I just want to take a moment and thank Podcorn for sponsoring this week's episode. If you are a podcaster yourself or thinking about starting a podcast, Podcorn is a great place to begin. Podcorn is a marketplace connecting podcasters to amazing sponsorship opportunities such as host read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, and more. With Podcorn, there is no middleman, so podcasters of all sizes can browse and choose opportunities that are right for their platform, set their own rates. So if you are interested in running ads in your podcast, then click the link in my show notes to sign up and start browsing sponsorship opportunities that are right for your podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am so excited that you are here. Let's dive right into this week's topic. So this week we are going to dive into unavailable, emotionally unavailable partners and why we tend to keep attracting these types of people into our life, or perhaps keep attracting the same type of relationship over and over again. So one thing that we all know, and we've heard it time and time again, you're always going to attract what you're familiar with. So if you grew up in a household where one or two of your caretakers or caregivers or your parents, whoever was around you that had the most influence, if they were emotionally no one's home, then that is just what you are going to be accustomed to. Now, let's go a little bit deeper with this. If you have this huge wound kind of sitting in the back of that subconscious and you have never healed it, then you are always going to look for people to unconsciously try to heal that wound. So this is where we tend to hear mommy issues, daddy issues, things like that, is because those issues from your past are coming into your future and they're causing you to bring these people into your life because that wound wants to heal it so bad, and it's thinking that this person looks so similar to dad or mom in terms of how they make me feel and their ability to be emotionally unavailable, that to have this relationship be a good relationship then will heal that kind of part of me. Now, because you probably had either one or two relationships in your life that were not healthy and someone was emotionally unavailable, because you were a child and you didn't know any of this, you are always going to take what you're seeing and what you're getting, and you're going to assume the problem is you. That's just what children do. So because these people were emotionally unavailable, it then created the I'm not enough wound inside of you. Now, the I'm not enough wound is mixed with a ton of things. It's mixed with low self-esteem. It's mixed with low self-worth. You're never going to feel worthy of a good relationship if you carry this wound inside of you. Now, it is not until you wake up and you become aware of, like, okay, I got a daddy issue. Okay, I got a mom issue. Like, okay, I got this wound here. Okay, I've had so much abandonment in my life and I fear intimacy and I don't have an easy time trusting people. Until you are fully aware of all of your wounds, that's why I go into this extensively in my 9-week course, because this is really, really big stuff. If you don't know your wounds, then you don't even realize when they're gonna show up in your day-to-day life. And that's huge. You're never gonna heal, you're never gonna get better, life's never gonna change until you recognize that right there. So the next reason why you are attracting emotionally unavailable people is because you don't love yourself. Now, I'm always talking about this either in videos or on Instagram, where I'm always making videos about this type of stuff. The reason why this self-love thing is so important, and I know that that word kind of gets thrown around a lot lately, love yourself, self-love, but like really go into like a lot of depth as to like what that actually means. What that means is, if I love myself, then I know how to take care of myself emotionally and mentally. If I love myself, then that means that there's no codependency. If I love myself, that means I know where my wounds are, I know where my triggers are, I know how to have positive and healthy self-talk. If I love myself, I know how to parent myself. I know how to soothe myself. So my standard for someone coming into my life will only match where I'm at. So if I come from a lot of wounds, a lot of insecurities, a lot of codependency, a lot of wanting to just people please and be a fixer because I just want love so badly and I don't know how to be healthy by myself because no one ever taught me, you're always going to attract someone that's on that level. Now you might say, okay, well, if I'm on that level, then why do I keep attracting narcissists? Because I'm not someone who's narcissistic. You both are wounded creatures. You're just dealing with opposites, meaning like if you're the unhealthy person who's codependent, you are the giver, and the narcissist is the same thing. It's just they're the taker. And so that's why that relationship just always works so lovely, because the narcissist wants all of what you're giving and you want to give in hopes of getting love. And it's just this endless cycle that you go through time and time again. It's the same thing with emotionally unavailable people. It doesn't mean that they have to be narcissistic. but you're still going to go on a hamster wheel of some dysfunction. And until you recognize all of this, and until you start really, really working on yourself, then you're always going to be repeating the same cycles over and over again. Now, again, with someone who is emotionally unavailable, there's going to be a list of things that they do, which makes them emotionally unavailable. You know, they're going to ghost you. They're not going to take your relationship seriously. They're not going to be serious about being with you. They're going to be someone who is a little detached emotionally from you, more surface level relationship. It's also going to be a person that doesn't know how to validate your feelings. So there's not going to be a lot of communication or real in-depth, you know, getting to know this person. Like I said, everything's pretty much going to be superficial. They are going to be selfish. They're going to want to avoid those hard conversations that you just have to have in relationships sometimes. They're going to want to avoid conflict. They're not going to be comfortable with being vulnerable with you. Like, as I'm saying all this, I'm thinking back on some of my exes and I'm like, yeah, that was you. That was you. So these are the people that are emotionally unavailable. And if you are not available to yourself, meaning, are you selfish? Are you okay with being vulnerable? Do you avoid conflict as well? And do you get defensive? Like, if you are exuding all of these types of traits in your relationship as well, then that could be a huge reason as to why you are attracting unavailable people as well, because you haven't learned how to fully take responsibility for yourself and fully know how to take care of yourself mentally and emotionally. And that's what we're always talking about on this channel, is how to be able to do that, how to actually be a healthy person. When you are a healthy person, you will always attract someone who is healthy, because again, that's the standard. If I can do all of this for myself, and you can't do any of it as well for me, not that I need you to do it all the time or I crave you to do it all the time, but you should be very much at my level. And if you're not, then this relationship is never going to work. Now, the last reason why you are attracting someone who is emotionally unavailable is, and I'm gonna just completely speak to the empaths, the caretakers, the highly sensitive people. You are the type of person that believes in the good in everyone. You want to believe that people are good. You see past everyone's BS and everyone's, you know, stuff that they're projecting and all this, you know, drama that they're creating. You see past all of that and you just see at the heart of a person. And while that is a great quality to have, it can get you into a lot of trouble, because just because you can see the beauty in everyone doesn't mean that everyone should be in your life. Now, again, after I say that sentence, if you really love and value yourself, and if you have a good sense of self-worth, while you can see a person for who they are and know, okay, I know that you're just hurting and that's why you're doing this to me, you're still gonna let them go with love, you know, namaste, peace be with you, but you're not gonna let them into your inner world, because you know they shouldn't be there. They're not at your level. And this isn't about people being beneath you or above you. It has nothing to do with that. It just means I'm in my bubble and I'm healthy and I'm good to go and you're not. And I can't bring you in here until you can fully take responsibility for yourself as well. So how do we not attract this type of person? Number one, work on yourself. So learn how to love yourself, learn how to parent yourself, learn how to self-soothe, learn how to take care of yourself emotionally and mentally. Those are huge things. And I talk about them constantly on this channel in a ton of videos. So I always tell people, if you don't subscribe to this channel, this is free coaching right here. So please subscribe, click down below. But I will say another huge thing is really knowing the signs of someone who is emotionally unavailable. If you have lived in families and had dynamics with parents, etc., and you're very unaware or unconscious, then you're gonna just be on autopilot and you're gonna be out there living your life and you're not gonna even realize that you're attracting someone who's not right for you. You're just going to attract that person into your life. So if you want to avoid that, you really have to educate yourself. And that's why I always talk about, you know, emotional abuse and even topics like this of someone who's emotionally unavailable. Like, what does that mean? You know, no one teaches us this stuff. No one taught me what emotional abuse was. Like, yeah, okay, I knew what the silent treatment was and I knew I could kind of sense someone was being passive aggressive, but even that, I wasn't able to spot that until I was like at least into my late 20s. Whereas if we learned this stuff in our early 20s, possibly even our teen years, then my God, I wish I would have known this stuff back then. But anyways, I digress. Just learning what it actually means to be healthy yourself. Again, when you learn how to do all this stuff for yourself, it is very easy for you to spot someone who's not healthy. The last thing, and again, this kind of ties into the whole like love yourself and everything, but this is a huge thing. Do not project what you want to see meet people and see people for who they are. Do not try to put someone into a ball or into a category because you're lonely or you want a relationship. What everyone's doing, how everyone's behaving, what everyone's giving you, take it at face value. This is them showing you who they are. So don't project who you want them to be. Realize that this is who they are. And the last thing is give a relationship time to develop. So I always say, like, if you're quick to go from 0 to 60, you're going to project. That's just going to be a thing because you want to get into a relationship. You want to get married. You want to have kids. Whatever the want is for you, you just want someone around because, again, you haven't worked on yourself. You're not okay being alone. You come from those fears and insecurities and that lack and all of those kind of things. If you don't let a relationship just naturally progress, then you're going to force it along and you're going to overlook red flags. So that about wraps it up. Thanks guys so much for all of your support. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I will see you next week.